Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. On this podcast, Pastor David Crank helps us understand that God's Word is still relevant and has all the wisdom and guidance to help us figure out the crazy ups and downs in life. If you want to hear practical and inspiring biblical teachings, be sure to subscribe so that you can hear the latest message every week. And wherever you're listening from today, we believe God is going to speak to you and bless your life. Here's Pastor David with the message.
You know, I got so much information to share with you, but the one thing I want to do first before we get started is go to the two scriptures I told you would be our key scriptures. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people perish for a lack of knowledge." And then the other one is John 8:32. It said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Okay. So how we treat our bodies is really up to us. The Bible said that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we don't really treat it like a temple, we treat it like a tent. We talked just a minute last week about how that we just probably could have, if it was a car, we would have trashed it by now, because you would never treat your car the way you treat your body. You're like, no, I need premium fuel in this. But how many of y'all have poured all kinds of stuff, energy drinks, Red Bull, Oreos? We're going there one more time. Okay, well, we'll try some other things. Have you ever ate a bunch of stuff and you knew you weren't supposed to eat it, but it made you feel better temporarily? And what that did was in your brain, we talked a little bit last week about the vagus nerve going from here in your gut to your brain. This is your brain. Look at your neighbor and shout, "I got a big brain apparently." And your brain has a center in it called a dopamine hit center. And this thing fires, and neurons that fire together wire together. And then next thing you know, it starts saying, "This feels good, this tastes good, I want more of it." Dopamine. This is why people get addicted to crack cocaine. They get addicted to marijuana. They get addicted to ice cream. We're going lower on the sin list here. Isn't it funny how we measure our sin, but we're like, oh, ours is a 2. Theirs is definitely a 10. Anybody ever done that? Y'all are going to hell for lying. Raise your hand in church, for God's sakes, okay? So that dopamine center in your brain tells you this feels good. I like it. And fake food, your brain with this vagus nerve does not shut off. And this, the fact is, we talked just a minute last week, you can eat an orange, an apple, things like this, and they're all about 100 calories, okay? And have you ever eaten an orange and thought, "I want to eat 10 more oranges"? No. Have you ever eaten a banana and thought, "I could eat 4 more"? Anybody ever ate a whole tube of cookies on one side and said, "I'll eat the rest"? Okay? It's because it's fake food. The stuff that God put in real food shuts off, and it sends a signal from the vagus nerve up to your brain and says, "You are full." And when we're eating fake food, it doesn't do that. And have you ever eaten an orange or something? You're like, "This is really sweet. This is really good. I really like it." But then have you ever eaten ice cream a lot? Or something really, really tasty to your flesh, your taste buds, and you're like, "Man, I like this better." If there's a choice between a fruit salad, I'm trying to preach here. You're at a party, and there's a fruit salad bowl, and then there is a hot fudge sundae bar. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about over here? You're gonna go to the left because your brain is gonna tell you, "We like that." I should have probably brought a picture, but I have a friend. I know that surprises you. I've got a couple. A ton on Facebook. But my friend, his name's Craig Rochelle. He pastors America's biggest church. Loads and loads of campuses. Amazing. Very disciplined. I mean, he is shredded. He takes his shirt off and he's just shredded. He's about my age. And we went to his lake house a few years ago on Memorial Day or Labor Day or something. And Craig, his idea of being spontaneous is like going to get in the mail early. Everything is very processed. His sermons like Joel are very, I mean, I don't even know where I'm going with this today, okay? We're just going to be all over. I'm going to go with my flow. Raise your hand if you're okay with that. And so Craig, though, he's very, very disciplined. That word discipline, by the way, comes from where we get the word disciple or follower of Christ. It's a discipline you have. Yeah. We were at his lake house, me and Nicole, and I've never ever seen him eat ice cream or anything. And this day he says, "Hey, I feel like eating ice cream." And we're like, oh my gosh, this is great. We got in the car as fast as we could. We drove down to this little podunk town in Oklahoma, and we started buying stuff, and he was with us. We're buying it all, and we got it back to the house, and we laid it all out, and his kids were ecstatic, and everybody's having fun, and we went to the back deck. I got out my bowl. Everybody's sitting there, and he sat down, and he didn't have any. I said, Craig, what are you doing? He said, I didn't say I was going to eat ice cream. He said, I feel like having ice cream. And I was like, you know what? You're evil. You're in control of your life. But he had so set up guardrails and so set up his mind and renewed his mind where he said, hey, no, I'm going to honor God, and I have certain things I want to do with my life, and so I'm going to have to live like nobody else lives so I can live like nobody else lives. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, it says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. It gives God glory when we're healthy. I'm going to skip to some notes. Can you pull out the picture of Joyce Meyer and the tech team? Because I know it's way down my list, but it just popped in my mind. Again, we'll put it up there. So Joyce, okay? She is 82 years old. Does she look like an 82-year-old? Dave is 77. Does he look like a 77-year-old? No, they have defied this because they, again, like Craig, the more disciplined you are, the more health conscious you are, the more you glorify God, because Joyce desires to live as long as she can to keep preaching the gospel and changing people's lives. So she won't eat what they eat. She won't desecrate her body by not sleeping. And so therefore, she just looks different. That picture, by the way, is just less than a month old. You can take it down because it makes people mad, okay? But this can be you. The Bible said, be faithful followers. Come on, Florida. Faithful followers, this is in Hebrews, of them through faith and patience who have inherited the promises. So if you want to live life and have good days, we cannot train our brain to eat this. This right here, I just got to admit to you, I want everybody to know, I eat this stuff. This came from my house. I'm taking it home tonight. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm showing you pictures of people and we're trying to get there. I'm on my way, but I struggle. Come on, raise your hand with me. We're with me in the boat, okay? But these are really incredible. But it says here, when you read the package, it says that there's 150 calories. You're like, that's not bad. But that's seven chips. But how many of y'all know when I start licking that salt and it gets under my nails and then I start dipping cheese, come on, go with me on that right now. And that cheese starts going and that salsa, I'm working the wrong way right now. You guys already know this. Okay, but when we eat the right things, we glorify God in our body. Proverbs 25, verse 16. It says, you have found honey. What's it say? Eat only enough. We could stop right there and go home. Eat only enough. Now I want to talk about eating only enough. I just turned 55. When I was going to turn 50, when I was like 49, I had a mental thing and I was like, you know, I've never seen my abs. I think I have abs, but I've never seen them. I wonder if I really have abs. Anybody ever wonder that? No, people are like, no, I know they're under there somewhere. So I thought, you know, I'm going to be in the best shape of my life. So for a year, I documented every single thing that I put in my mouth. I mean, if I ate a Tic Tac, I put it in the Fitness Pal. By the way, the Fitness Pal app is incredible. And so I would log the food. I would say, no, I will not go to bed if I don't get 10 to 12,000 steps. On your phone, by the way, there's a little tracker there on your iPhone that tells you how many steps you've got. And if you have a rough day, just tie it to your dog and let the dog run around the yard and come back and get your goal. But I was logging everything, and here's one of the things that I did. I would trick my brain, because there in that vagus nerve, goes up to the brain and tells the brain when you're full. Have you ever eaten a lot at a meal and you didn't know you were that full, and then it started expanding and expanding? Come on, you liars. Florida, go with me. These people are looking at me like I'm lying. And your brain needs to know it earlier. So what I would do is every time, this is a great trick. They say, I don't know who they are, but there's a lot of people that say this, that you have to have how many glasses of water a day? Eight to 10, and not the little Dixie cups.
Have you ever noticed that your body, any Diet Coke people in here? Any Coke Zero people in here? Any regular Coke people in here? Any people that don't lie in here? There's a lot of soda being sold for only four hands. Dr. Pepper, okay. Come on, Mountain Dew. Come on, yell some stuff at me, okay? What's your poison? Okay. Bourbon, Jack Daniels. These are my pastors. My God. No, I didn't mean it. Okay, so have you ever noticed that you can have a big gulp this big and you can suck it down and you get a bottle of water and you're like, oh my God, nasty. Because your brain is being tricked by the fake stuff that they're putting in this. And when they put that in there, it tricks your brain. In fact, it's a proven fact that Coca-Cola used to actually put cocaine in it back in the day to trick you. Some people are like, oh my gosh, he's a conspiracy theory. There is. Okay. It's pretty crazy, isn't it? Okay. So one of the things that I did real quick, because I had to keep it moving, is I would sit down with my friends to eat or my family to eat. And as soon as I sit down, especially if they had chips, I love to go to Mexican restaurants because they immediately bring out chips and salsa. This is up the devil. So what I would do is I would get a glass of water and I would another one. It would send a signal from the vagus nerve up to the center in my brain that said, hey, we're already getting full. So then when the chips came and then when the bread came, I was already getting signals that my body was full. Can I get an amen? My body was full and I needed to slow down. And this would keep me from eating too much. When people have gastric bypass surgery and so on, what happens? Do they cut a nerve to make them not want to eat anymore? No. They cut in there, make the stomach smaller, and they cannot eat anymore. So technically, it would work if we just said, here's when I'm going to stop eating. I know you're just listening, but I find it offensive in my brain because I'm a preacher, but I have to keep telling myself, you're not mad at me. I can go back in a couple weeks and preach with an organ and, he's going to bless you coming in. I still got it. I just forgot where I put it. I don't know where I put it. Okay, so there it is. All right, raise your hand if it's making sense to you. Come on. All right, so when we eat the right things, we won't overeat when we eat the stuff that God made. This is a sweet potato. Okay, the Bible says, so the people that are like, man, I came to church and you're not preaching the Bible. I am. In the very beginning, what tripped Adam and Eve up in the garden? Fruit, stuff they wanted. The devil told her in her brain, in her dopamine center, what would happen if you ate that? What would happen if you did that? And most of us ruin our whole lives when we get to thinking, what would happen if we did that? And then we do that and we find out what happened. So, back to food. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your body is so wonderfully made that it should be dead by now. It has cancer cells all through it right now that are trying to activate and trying to, that your body's trying to kill those bad cells. And you know what feeds cancer? Sugar. Sugar, sugar, sugar. But you know what I love? Pour some sugar on me! I like sugar. My brain triggers and goes, give me more, I want sugar. My little grandson, he goes, I want sugar, I want sugar, I want sugar, I want candy. I don't want food, I want candy, I want candy. He's a little crackhead. I just want a cake pop, I want a cake pop. If you don't want the cake pops, are they from Starbucks? This is a sweet potato. This sweet potato has way more vitamin C and way more vitamin A than you actually even need in a day, and a lot more vitamins. So when we go and we eat fake food does not give our body the necessary things that it needs, and therefore we are toxic. We're toxic. We're full of toxins. This stuff is full of processed, fake, toxic food. Now, I'm not here to tell you that I don't still eat fun stuff, but I try to eat as much good stuff as I can so I die somewhere around the right age. But my dad, he's gone at 56. Why? Because he loved sugar. He would go to the restaurant, the all you can eat, and he would just eat like a couple bites of something and go straight to the dessert bar. I was his pilot. When he died, I couldn't go to the plane that he flew in all the time for about 3 months. When I went there, because he always ate the hostess cupcakes, and he would eat the top of them and then eat the filling out and then set the rest under there, under the seat for me to clean up. When I got there several months after he passed away, it still looked brand new because all the preservatives that were in them. If you left a banana there, it is gone, homie, right? Because it is real. Now, other people are like, I need as many preservatives as I can get at my age. Now, I'll quit joking around. We need to eat the things that God made. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Help God help you. Lower your triglycerides. Lower your cholesterol. Lower your weight. Take in more water. Feel better about yourself. Live so long that the devil is so upset with you because you're going to be here to help people in hurricanes, rescue girls out of sex trafficking, lay hands on the sick, serve at church, teach Bible studies. Come on, Florida. Somebody ought to give God praise. So I can't recommend these anymore, okay? Unbelievable piece of work that God made. All food that you can get as close to the ground, out of the ground, is best. I want to put up this next slide here. This is, I think, Arnold. This is Arnold prior to an injection. If you look, the next shot shows Arnold. He got injected. Okay. I don't think that's all natural, but it's nice. Okay, next shot. The chickens started out in the 50s and they were little, 90. Then in the late 70s, they got up to 180. And then in 2024, this is where they're weighing in at a whopping big bird. Okay, so these are shot up with the hormones and genetically modified things that make chickens grow really quick. When you inject them with the hormones that they're injecting them with, this is what is causing a lot of sickness, and premature boys and girls are aging too quick, too soon. And part of it is because whatever the chicken ate, yep, if you ate the chicken, it's in you. Yep. So if it grows growths in the chicken, it can grow growths in you. Raise your hand if that just makes sense. So I'm not saying that you shouldn't eat chicken. I'm saying that you should try to find, and I talked just a little bit last week, try to, if you can afford it, to buy organic chicken. I've got a little video that I want to show here where this guy, I got on a TikTok, and I cannot recommend TikTok anymore. He's talking a little bit about eating before bed. Let's check this out.
One of the worst habits to have for your health is eating before bed. It takes massive amounts of energy and resources to digest a meal. When you eat and go to bed, you're going to use all that energy, all the resources to digest that meal instead of burning fat during stage 4 sleep, instead of detoxifying your brain, and all the amazing things that happen before bed. You're going to raise free radicals, and you're going to suppress melatonin with a steep glucose spike, waking you up in the middle of the night, wired and tired. So here's the solution. Give yourself at least 3 hours of fast before bed, a little bit of some digestion, you'll get better sleep, wake up feeling less groggy, burn more fat, lower inflammation, and feel good. And let me know how it works.
All right, eating before bed. How many of y'all, that kind of sucks because you like to eat in bed, right? I love eating in bed. I feel like that there's more people eating in bed. Raise your hand again if you've ever had a great meal in the bed. Nothing better than waking up in the middle of the night and feeling, man, there's still some Doritos in there. So what we need to do is our body naturally makes melatonin. We see all these commercials for Lunesta. Okay, the Bible talks a lot about God gave the sun in the day and he gave the moon as a nightlight at nighttime. When it's time to go to bed, God starts on this side of the world, starts turning the lights out on us. He's like, it's time to go to bed. Rest, little baby, go to sleep. Okay, and then the people in the other side of the world, they're cock-a-doodle-doo, the lights are coming on and things are happening, but our body starts making melatonin. It does not have, you do not have a deficiency of Tylenol PM, Advil PM, or Lanusta. We have a deficiency sometimes of melatonin because when we allow all the bright lights of television to come in and we eat all these meals, your body is trying to talk to the brain and say, you need to go down to the gut, and what are we going to do with all those Doritos? And how are we going to separate all those Fritos? And how are we going to put that pizza over here? And then you lay down and you're like, I have acid reflux. I need to elevate. Why? Because you're so full, it is leaking out this way. So when we start saying what I'm going to do, I might talk a little bit about it next week, intermittent fasting. I never did get a clock, so I have no clue where I'm at. On intermittent fasting, you shut down, and there's an app called the Fast Habit, F-A-S-T, Habit. It's free. The Fast Habit app helps you a lot because what you do is you can set in your mind to say, I am not going to eat after this time. And then when you do that, you start making a decision in your brain, and it's a good one. And by the way, check with your healthcare provider for this. Make sure you can handle it. Start slow. But if you would drink a ton of water and start exercising every day, you'd begin to detox your liver, and you would begin to sleep really, really well at nighttime, especially if you cut off the sleeping so your body's not working while you're sleeping. I have an Oura ring that my pastor bought me. It's a ring, and he can monitor my sleep. I can monitor his sleep. He can share it with friends. And it's amazing what it does is it tells you, like last night, I slept for 5 hours and 56 minutes. That's how long I slept. I was in bed for like 6 hours and 58 minutes, but it shows when I got up, when I was light sleeping, when I was REM sleeping, we're rapid eye movement now. I'm defragging stuff. That's when I'm moving things around, trying to get rid of the stuff that I don't need in my brain. And it goes through all the different phases of your sleep. Because remember I told you one of the things that Joyce Meyer did is she said over the last 10 years, she's 82 now, over the last 10 years, she's prioritized sleep. Your body has to sleep. I'm gonna try it over here. Your body has to sleep. We plug in our phone at night. Have you ever woke up, your phone didn't plug, and you're like, screw, I'm screwed, I can't even go outside. My phone battery's dead. Come on, raise your hand. You know you're a crackhead when it comes to that, okay? But we the same way with our body. Our body has to get plugged in. Our brain has to defrag, and we got to get rid of those things that are keeping us up so we sleep really well. In fact, I always this is my personal joke. People are like, how'd you sleep? They say, hey, well, I slept like a baby. So I'm like, you cried all night and peed in the bed? I want to sleep like an old man. Come on. All right. Here's a couple things you can write down. Magnesium glycinate. There's a lot of forms of magnesium. Magnesium glycinate's a really good one because if you take a lot of magnesium and it's not magnesium glycinate, you can actually get a runny stool. Something I never thought I would say in one of my sermons. But magnesium, your heart runs off magnesium. Your joints, your knees run off magnesium. And your body is running. People sometimes think that they have AFib, they have heart palpitations, and they might. But oftentimes, if you will drink enough water, no, not a bunch of soda, and if you take the right amount of magnesium, your body will begin to repair. You've all cut your hands. Raise your hand if you cut your hand. Did your hand stay wounded or did it heal? So your body heals. Whether it's superficial wound or a big wound, whether it's an organ inside that is not properly functioning, but you've got to give your body what it needs. So before you go to bed, I do that. Something else I do, and I didn't bring it today. I think I talked about it last week. You can just Google it, look it up. Just TikTok this. I love TikTok and YouTube. It's not like Twitter where people just say stupid stuff, or like Instagram. Here's what I ate for lunch. Here's a picture of me. No, TikTok is really cool because it's very educational and informational. You can put up in there, what are the benefits of whatever? And it'll start giving you the information, and you'll have tons and tons of doctors on there, people that really know what they're talking about, and people that aren't trying to sell you something, just people that have found anecdotal healing properties that make a big difference. And so one day, I don't even know who told it to me. I was waking up in the middle of the night. I think I've even told you that. Like I go to sleep, and about 2 or 3 in the morning, I just wake up like a baby, and I was hungry. Anybody remember that story at all? I mean, maybe I told it a couple times. Some of you, it's probably just the Tuesday night people that love Jesus that were here. You guys don't know, but but I would just wake up and I was like, I gotta eat. So I'd just go to the refrigerator and I'd get something right now. I just gotta eat. And come to find out, my blood sugar was doing wacky stuff. And if I take cinnamon before bed, little cinnamon tablets, I take the cinnamon, not hungry at all. Because cinnamon levels your blood. Put that in TikTok, check it out. And as well as this. Okay, again, everybody shout, the Lord is going to heal me. I'm going to do what he can't do, which is shut my mouth and open up my mouth to say good things about my health. Remember this, the scripture? He satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagle. I showed you a picture of Joyce Meyer. Her youth was renewed like the eagle. Brother Copeland, he's like 86 and could do a 4-minute plank. It's like a 14% body fat. These guys are disciplined. These girls are disciplined. They're not just walking around saying, whatever will be, I'm just getting old. They would never say that. In fact, I remember one time in front of Brother Copeland, I said, that just blows my mind. He goes, blow your mind outside. Don't blow it in here. You say, well, they're just really finicky about what they say. Yeah, but the older we get, we need to be finicky about what we say. We need to say, when I get old, I'm getting strong. The Bible said the memory of the righteous is blessed. My blood sugar is normal. My cholesterol is normal. My triglycerides are normal. Somebody ought to shout amen right now. But we can't pray over the food, and it's really not food. Not food, real food, okay? Raise your hand if you're learning anything out of this. There's a doctor, and I want to put up his name because I can't say it. I just call him James. He says in some of his stuff, he's all over social media, he said obesity at 30 started with a poor diet at 20. Diabetes at 40 started with too much sugar at 30. Frailty at 50 started with a lack of lifting weights at 40. He gives all these different things that, and I would recommend following this guy, because he talks a lot about magnesium and minerals and obesity. Genius. I was having some things where I'm like, man, I don't feel right. Like, my heart's like racing or fluttering. I came across this guy and a couple other doctors from church, and they said, you're drinking a lot of water, but the water is flushing out your salt. And it's flushing out your magnesium. And started talking about the other things that are in that. In fact, Don, will you go upstairs? Because I've got one of them up there, and get it for me. I'll show it to you real quick, okay? So you need to put stuff in your water. Okay, so what we do today affects our tomorrow. Can I get an amen? Amen. This right here is organic beets, okay? Beets. Okay, real beets, Dr. Fasella. Come here, Doc. Come up here so I just show you off one time, okay? Dr. Fasella, he doesn't eat this stuff out of a can. Doc eats the real beets. Doc said, hey, man. He said, I remember one time when I started doing this because my buddy had a heart attack and it was like a widow maker, but he made it. He was fine. And come to find out, they tried to put him on a million different, like, you know, blood medicines and stuff. And he said, no, no, no. And so he started studying how to lower his triglycerides and all the different things that he needed to do. And one of the things that he did that changed everything was the nitrous oxide that is in beets opened up his, vascular arteries. And it opened that up, because what happens is your arteries start clogging down, and then basically plaque goes sideways and a piece of it breaks. Picture that chip getting in there, and it dams up that wall, and now the blood can't flow. So what we want to do is get that artery swollen, get it bigger, and beets does it. I showed it to him. I'm like, I'm taking this. What do you think? He's like, well, it's okay, but you know, what you really do is you really want to eat real beets. You get real beets. I mean, he said, you know, are you peeing red? I'm like, no, I'm not peeing red. He's like, well, I eat the real stuff when I'm peeing red. I'm like, well, God bless America. Come on, give it up for Doc right there. All right. Right here. Okay. So you open that up. So study that. Just TikTok benefits of beets. So in the morning when you wake up, when you're sleeping, you're like this. For like 6 hours, 8 hours, whatever your ring said you did. Or maybe you got a little machine on you. What do you call those machines they put on their hair? CPAC. Yeah, so you got that there. And man, you're like, man, it's so dry. Oh my gosh, I'm so dry. Your brain is telling you you're thirsty. When your brain tells your body that you're thirsty, you're about 10 quarts low on water, okay? We know we're supposed to, and I made that number up, okay? I want to make sure you're cool with that. Okay, 10 quarts. Some people write it down. No, not that, okay? You're just really low on water. If there was a gas gauge up here, you'd be way down here. So as soon as you get up in the morning, you can just do it if you decide to it. You get up, and you take like an 8-ounce glass of water, and just, I need my coffee. Not yet. You're going to reward yourself with coffee. Tell your brain, I'm going to give you some coffee, but first you got to drink the water, right? And then you put a couple scoops of the beets in there, stir that up, and drink another one. And then this one, this is Relight, which I learned from that guy right there. And this here has in it, and it shows you everything that it has in it. But one of the great things it has in it is magnesium, and sodium and potassium, because you're not eating enough bananas. How many of y'all didn't eat a couple bananas today? Gosh, you guys, me neither, okay. So you put this in there. And again, I don't sell any of this. I'm just trying to help you. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. I want it. And we've only got me for one more week doing this. Then we're going to wrap it up with Nicole, and then we'll be out of here. But I have had a lot of people tell me, thank you for telling me this stuff, because I didn't know anything, or I knew a little, but I wanted to learn a lot more. So in my mind, I'm like, people don't come to church to hear this. But God made you, and he made your body, and I care about you, and you living good and living strong. That's why I want you to get in a group. That's why I want you to go to Growth Track. I need you to get involved with people that can make your life better. Can you say amen to that? Okay. So this is another thing that a doctor buddy of mine told me years ago. His name's Ted. I wish I had a picture, because he's 70. He was Mr. Tallahassee. He's still shredded, ripped. You would think he's 49. He sent me a picture yesterday, because his wife passed away a few years ago, and he's dating a new girl and half his age, because he doesn't want to date girls his age, because he said, I don't want to be around women my age. I tell you what, I'm not telling you that's what I would do. I'm telling you what he told me. Blame Ted. Okay, he said, they're just not that age in my mind. I'm not that age in my body. And so he sent me a picture. I'm like, dang, Ted, you look great. So Ted taught me a long time ago. He said, you know what you need to do is you need to cook with real butter. This came right out of my house, okay? Real butter. People tell you, I can't believe it's not butter. It's not. Real butter, okay? That's right. Eat real eggs. Some doctors will tell you that eggs are bad for you. Eggs are good for you. Whatever God made is good for you. Whatever man made is scams, okay? So eat what God made. God made the chicken, not the injectable chickens, but he made the chicken. God made the egg, which came first. Ask God when you get to heaven. Then we cook with this. I asked Ted one time, because he was he's spoken on every stage with every president for like in like 30 years, and Zig Ziglar, Peter Lowe, Tony Robbins, made a lot of money speaking. Ted was at my house here in St. Louis, and he was getting ready to fly out to do this big deal with Tony Robbins, these different people, and he said, hey, you got any cod liver oil? And I said, yeah, of course I do. And so Ted just went to my refrigerator and went, that's what I do as well. And some people, it's nasty. I'll tell you what I tell my kids. Chemo's nasty. This is not nasty, okay? So Ted took a big swig of it. And I was like, Ted, that was a lot. He said, yeah, no, I'm not going to have any for a couple days. I want to make sure it's thin enough. Because remember I told you a minute ago that this, your cardiovascular system is full of lard, full of all the hydrogenated oil, peanut oil, soy oil, all the different oils that are man-made. When you go and buy French fries from McDonald's, which, by the way, are unbelievable. My little hands have been in a McDonald's bag a million times. Get a big load of the fries. Come on, go with me for 1 minute. Fill it full. Tear the bag in half so you can get your hand in there. Just start ripping like a crack addict, ripping the ketchup and putting it all over there, and you just got salt and ketchup. And people will leave today and go to McDonald's for what I just said. Okay? It tastes good. Your brain's saying, it's good, it's good, it's good. I want more, I want more. But in reality, it's not good. So we got all this clogged arteries, and cod liver oil is pretty phenomenal. What's it have in it? One of the things it has in it is major omega oil. Now, this is different than fish oil. This oil is just like liver. It's from the liver of the fish. And it opens up your cardiovascular system. It keeps people, all the people that I know that are in their 70s, 80s, that have done this for 30 or 40 years, none of them have had strokes, none of them have had heart attacks. I try to find out the people who are living good, even though their parents, it's like, well, they're genetically different than you. Yes, that is true. But if you got enough people, you can kind of anecdotally look and go, this person, his dad died of a heart attack, that person died of a stroke, and I got to get information that gives me power, because I want to be healthy and strong my whole life, and I just don't want to be 80. I want to be 80 and people go, you're 80? Like, yeah. I want to be 90 and people go, you don't look a day over 89. Come on, go with me. Okay. So, cod liver oil. And again, there's chasers that you can put with it. Cod liver oil also is great for your joints. Not these. Come on, guys. These. It's great for your joints. It's great for your arteries. It makes you feel good. I got a TikTok video that I want to show you again. I know I'm showing you a lot of TikTok videos because it'll help you. Let's talk about chicken nuggets for a minute before we go.
nuggets contain 30 ingredients. I used to love these as a kid too. I ate too many of them. Now that I know what's in them, it's kind of scary. I think part of the reason that I was kind of a fat kid is because my parents let me eat way too much junk food like this. There are 4 different types of seed oil: corn oil, canola oil, soybean oil, and hydrogenated soybean oil. There is chicken in here, but there's also bleached white flour, which can be bleached with harmful chemicals like chlorine dioxide or benzyl dioxide. Multiple preservatives, including aluminum phosphate, excess amounts of aluminum in the human diet have been associated with increased rates of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. That's not even talking about the sauces. Sweet and sour sauce, first ingredient, high fructose corn syrup, also contains soybean oil. Ranch sauce, first ingredient, soybean oil. Do not eat chicken nuggets. Do not let your children eat chicken nuggets. As Americans, we get more than 60% of our calories as ultra-processed foods like this. It's no wonder that so many of us are fat, sick, and unhealthy. The way forward is clear. Eating less ultra-processed food, more unprocessed, nutrient-rich foods like meat, organs, fruit, honey, and raw dairy. 30 ingredients of chicken nuggets, guys. That's crazy.
Okay. Grew up on chicken nuggets. Anybody else ever had your fair share of chicken nuggets? That's what we fed our kids. Let's go here and play on this dirty playground and give you some fake chicken. And then we wonder why the kids might need Ritalin and ADD and all these different problems and why these diseases now. It's like, he has a peanut allergy. He has this allergy. He had an allergy. When you grew up, if you're over 50 or 60, when you grew up, you ate whatever. You played on a playground with no protective coating. Come on, Florida, go with me this. You drank water out of a hose. You drove around in a car with no restraint system in the back seat doing this to truckers. Come on, say amen to this right now. And you made it. So I want to let you know that the FDA is not your friend, okay? Now, bergamot. I didn't know about bergamot at all. My blood work, they do it all the time. And about 6-8 months ago, they said, hey, your cholesterol's high and your triglycerides are high. And I'm like, how could that be? How is that possible? So again, I don't eat all the right things. So the real doctor said, you need to get on these statin drugs. And my other doctor that does my bioidentical hormones and the different things that he does, he says, no. He said, he's just like Stallone. He looks just like Sylvester Stallone. He sounds like him. He looks like him. He said, man, no. We're not putting you on that. That has all kinds of other effects. You want to have problems down here? You want to have problems over there? From New York as well. Seems like all the smart doctors are from New York. No, I didn't mean that. We have got great doctors here at our church that sound like Americans. Boy, I almost lost a bunch of donors here. I did not mean to say it that way, okay? So he said, you need to take bergamot. I said, what in the world is bergamot? He said, it'll lower your triglycerides. Again, I'm not telling you to get off statin drugs. I just didn't want to go down that path. So he said, if you take that, it's going to lower your cholesterol. And I said, what is it? He said, well, actually, it's a little piece of fruit in Italy, but they make it in this manufactured methylated form, and you can take it. And so I went on that for about 3 months, and guess what? It did exactly what he said. Everything went down. Because again, God didn't make drugs. He made food. He made whole food supplements. Some people are like, God didn't make drugs? No, he didn't make drugs. Men made drugs so they could charge you a lot of money. And I'm not anti-drugs. I mean, it's great and it has its place. But wouldn't you like to kind of start backing the drugs down as you tried bergamot and you tried whole food supplements and you tried to make it better? All right? Because we already know that our brain knows what to do. So in a second, I want to show you a Chick-fil-A one because for a while, Chick-fil-A was good. One more thing. I'm going for Chick-fil-A for 1 minute, okay? So, and still love it. I ate it this week a little bit. But I try not to eat it as much because they changed the way they were doing business. When CEOs and CFOs and corporate executives get together, they go, do we really need to do it that way? Nobody else does it that way. And they start cutting the corners. Raise your hand if that makes sense to you, Flora. My gosh, I'm 10 minutes over. I got to quit. Okay, superfood. This is 100. It's called Superfood 100. This has all the vitamins and nutrients and supplements that you do not get in your food. Every day, I take 3 or so in the morning and 3 in the afternoon. By the way, all these supplements that I take, because I got to quit. I'm going to show you the other chicken one and then I'll leave. All these that I take, I take more than this, but these are the ones that I never leave home without. This right here is for your prostate. Very important part for me. This right here is a lot of ego. This one right here, right up at the top. This one right here, I can look at it. I already know it's the magnesium. This one over here is for hair loss. It's a whole other thing we talk about later. Don't want to lose it. I gave this to Nicole, and she started growing hair on her back and a mustache. I'm like, no, don't do that. And vitamin D. This right here is a cranberry. Cranberry is great for your urinary tract just all the time. Just take it every day. It's just great, cranberry. And then, of course, as I told you before, your probiotics. And so your probiotics are here, and this is another probiotic for men. There's men probiotics and women probiotics and regular probiotics. Get on probiotics. Probiotics, we talked about it a little bit, the leaky gut. A lot of times you don't feel good. Have you ever eaten just a little bit and you swelled up like you're like from another country? Okay, you got a leaky gut. You're like, I didn't hardly ate anything. How is that? Belching, burping, other noises. Excuse me. Okay. All right. These are signs of leaky gut. So again, go to TikTok and put, what are natural cures for leaky gut? Okay, let's take care of Chick-fil-A before we go.
That the Chick-fil-A sandwich had 55 ingredients, I never wanted to eat one again.
The chicken on the Chick-fil-A sandwich is loaded with MSG, or monosodium glutamate, a flavor enhancer that excites the brain and causes you to keep coming back for more. It's also been linked to headaches, nausea, and even heart palpitations. But that's not it. This sandwich is full of highly processed oils like soybean oil and fully refined peanut oil. Both of these oils go through a multi-step refining process where the oil is heated to extremely high temperatures, allowing toxic free radicals to form, which are in turn toxic to our cells and can contribute to all different types of disease.
Now, before I get to what I would recommend at Chick-fil-A, we have to talk about the added sugar.
Not only does just about every item on the menu contain added sugar, but the sauces are loaded with it, and it adds up very quick.
If I absolutely had to get something at Chick-fil-A, I would go for either the kale crunch salad, a fruit cup, but I would 100% avoid all of the chicken here. Even the grilled nuggets contain 40 ingredients.
After watching all of that, I bet you still pull up in that Chick-fil-A line. Sad. But I hope not. At least you all know the education is right in your face. But most of you will still bypass this and go for that good old Chick-fil-A sandwich or good old Popeyes or KFC or any other fried, processed, inflammationary type food. Well, understand this. That's why you got them health issues you got. Keep eating all of that. Keep eating.
That girl told us how it was done. Come on, give it up for that woman. She popping that neck, telling us, Daniel, before we go, Daniel chapter 1, check this out. Daniel says, please test your servants with 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men that eat the royal food, paraphrasing, from Chick-fil-A, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and all the other products that taste so good. Daniel knew in the Bible, in his brain and in his spirit and in his gut, I do not want to eat that food. And if you read the story in the book of Daniel, the Daniel diet emphasizes the importance of the right vegetables. I'm not a vegetarian, I'm a meatitarian, but I believe that you should have the meat, and I do believe that you should have the greens. This one is Nicole's favorite right here. This is Suja Organic. She has Amazon deliver these all the time. It's got cucumber, celery, grapefruit, chard, lettuce, lemon, all that. And then this one, some of them are like 150 calories. This one she gets because it's only 50 calories. Every day you'll see her. I always like to take these in the freezer, put them, like I'll work out, put them in the freezer. And then before I leave, it gets kind of crunchy in the ice. It tastes, and it really does not taste bad. By the way, your taste buds will learn. Stand up with me so it'll encourage me to shut up and you'll know I mean it, that I'm quitting. Your brain will be retrained by renewing your mind. That's why I'm always telling you, go to Growth Track, because you need to connect with God, you connect with people, you discover your purpose, and you make a difference. Growth Track, you can go there today and get around the right people. Then you meet people that are on the same journey as you are. You know you got a lot in common with these people. You picked the greatest church in the whole wide world. How smart are you, people? Right? So renew your mind by also getting in groups. You need to get on that. I think they have that. Do they have the tutorial on the Faith Church app? I don't know if they got that or not. So you go, you download the Faith Church app, you go here to the Mind Gut Connection, the series. It's got all the raw footage of Dr. Hope, Dr. Frisella, talks about the books that I've read, Toxic, unbelievable book. If you want to be a leader in health, you got to be a reader in health. You go through there and you can read them. And then you can also look for groups that are on that app. And no matter where you're at in America, around the world, you can join a group online because, again, you get that information and it'll give you the power that you need. All right. So anyway, I want to say this to you. I'm proud of you for putting up with this. I feel bad sometimes thinking, man, I've got to get to a real sermon. But I keep training my brain that this, people are sick. Pastor David, pray for me. I've got cancer. Pray for me. I need chemo. By the way, I'll say this. Dr. Hope there in Florida does it. Dr. Eric here does it in St. Louis. There's many places to do it. Vitamin injections, if you do have a serious ailment, are unbelievable. My friends who have money and people at the church over the years, I've noticed that the ones who die of cancer are typically the ones, not always, but they don't mix the right medicines early as in the natural stuff. And several of my friends, there's clinics in Mexico where you can go. The stuff's not approved in America, but it's approved in Mexico. And when I think about Tim Hawkins, you like the comedian Tim Hawkins? Okay, he makes a lot of money, like $50,000, $60,000 a night. Okay, that's what he does to do his comedy. So he's got money. When his wife got cancer, he didn't stay here. He went to Mexico, and she's totally fine because they inject them with basically, if you want to know, most of it is high doses of vitamin C is a big. Vitamin C is a cancer-killing machine. So take vitamin C every single day, and then you can get the injections of vitamin C. I get them every week. Every week they go in, they put an intravenous in there. I get B12. They give me the whole sauce. I'm really 87 years old, but I look pretty good because I'm getting that. So again, you can get that. That's called the Myers cocktail in most places, what they call it, the Myers cocktail, for real. Dr. Myers kind of came up with the solution. And again, hope you receive it in the way that I'm giving it. I never want anybody to feel bad. You keep doing what you're doing. I keep doing what I'm doing, but I'm trying to add healthier stuff because I knew nothing about health and nutrition, but I want to get better and I want you to get better. Stretch your hands toward me. Father, I pray today for the great people of the Faith Church and God, that you would touch them here and in Florida, run up and down the aisles of the high school. They're in rural Palm. God, I know that you got good plans for us, plans to prosper us. I pray for sickness and disease and cancer and high blood pressure and high cholesterol, arthritis, fibromyalgia. A lot of these things, God, will go away when we start taking the remedies that you gave us. If we start eating the things that you made instead of the things that man made that kill us. When we eat as things that are come up from the ground. That's what you said. Every eat from every seed that grows from the ground. God, you were eating from a fig tree. You were not eating from a drive-thru. And God, the more that we want to be like you, and the more we practice what you taught us, the better we will be. In Jesus' name, and everybody said amen and amen. Give the Lord a great big hand as you're seated and check this out.